Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas recently passed resolutions on the Republican River Compact. We're going to go a little more in depth now from the NRD annual meeting. For the Rural Radio Network, I'm Jesse Harding. We are here at the Nebraska Natural Resource District annual meeting with Jasper Fanning. He is the general manager for the Upper Republican NRD, talking about those NRDs. What is this going to mean for the water users in your district, who's really been in the heart of this for Nebraska?
Well, the water users in the Upper Republican NRD and the other NRDs in the Republican Basin have invested, you know, a little over $100 million in augmentation projects that provide water to Kansas when required for the compact. And really, it's going to see that those investments get the benefit that they were intended to get by getting full credit for the water that we deliver. Furthermore, I think we're going to see better water management in both states as a result of these resolutions. Instead of Nebraska delivering water as required by the final settlement stipulation during a two-year period, the decision's now going to be how much water do the water users in Kansas need in a given year. And they're going to have flexibility to receive water and manage it outside of that two-year window and have the opportunity and flexibility to use it when it's most useful for them, rather than the more stringent, just looking at the two-year period that wasn't based on how much water they actually needed. And so Kansas water users are going to see a great benefit in the ability and flexibility to manage their water and receive it when it's most beneficial to them. In Nebraska, you know, water users are going to really receive the benefit in knowing that the actions that they've taken to comply with the compact are going to provide useful water. I think a lot of Nebraska water users hated to see water potentially wasted if it went to Kansas at a time that they couldn't use it. We're going to see cost savings, which is going to be a tax benefit to those irrigators that are paying the occupation tax to pay for the operation of these projects, because it gives Nebraska the potential ability to maybe have to deliver a little bit less water through augmentation projects and other management actions to Kansas than what would have previously been required when we had to deliver the entire compact obligation, regardless of whether Kansas wanted it or not at that point in time. So I think just greater flexibility and better management of water on both sides of the state line is going to benefit both Nebraska water users and Kansas water users.
And really, long term, this is going to help because it's more stability in the program that water users in all three states are going to know what's going on.
Absolutely. This is a long-term agreement. In the process of getting the states getting together to come up with this long-term agreement, they hit some milestones where we had annual agreements a couple of years in a row. And certainly the goal has always been to get something more permanent put in place so that this uncertainty can be dealt with. We don't have water users on an annual basis wondering if the states can reach another annual agreement. We now have this in place, and it's really a long, you know, not that it can't be improved as we move forward, but certainly it's in place, I think, to stay for a long time.
We've been talking with Jasper Fanning. He is the general manager of the Upper Republican Natural Resource District, discussing the Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas resolutions on the Republican River Compact that was passed and agreed upon a few weeks ago. We are here at the Nebraska Natural Resource District annual meeting, which has been going on in Kearney, Nebraska. For the Rural Radio Network, I'm Jesse Harding.